And when I, Lynn asked me to do this, he said, you got about 10 minutes. I said, really? You're asking something huge here, but we're going to get it done. He did say, I got a couple of extra minutes. He did say that. If you want to turn to 3 John, 3 John chapter 1, verse 1, we're going to read a couple of verses, and we're going to launch from there. 3 John, verse 1. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. We'll talk about two things tonight, and that is health and our soul to prosper. The first one, I don't think we really talk about that much, and we probably should talk about it. And it's very important because that's what John talks about. And the Lord does want us to prosper, and He wants us to be healthy. And it's really up to us to be healthy. And we can be because He created us that way. I know there's a lot of people that may disagree with some of the statements I make, but I will tell you this, when you've ever been on the chopping block and on the operating table and you had open heart surgery, you look at this much differently. Your perspective is different. Because if I had all the needles that were stuck in me, sticking out of me, I would look like a porcupine. That's how bad it is. And any of you who have ever had an operation, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But there are a lot of misconceptions about health today. But, you know, the Lord did create us in such a way that we can, our bodies can repair if we do what He tells us to do. And live within what He tells us to do. You know, right now, if you was to go out and get in your car and leave and go down to on the run, all of you have gas, and there's very few of us that have diesels, but if you had gas, pull in there and put diesel in your car that's made for gasoline. Now, how long do you think you would run? Not very long. After a while, your car would sputter, and the repair bills, they would be huge. Your car is not designed to run on diesel fuel. And I think it's the same way within our bodies. God has created us a certain way. And if we put the proper things into our bodies, then we're gonna live as God created us. But there's many times that we don't do that. And I'm not talking about cigarettes and alcohol. That's a given. You smoke and you drink alcohol, you're going to die before your time. I've seen too many in my lifetime and I have. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just plain junk food. And we cram that stuff in us. And I have to say, all the years that I come up to the point where I completely lost my health, it was my fault. I kept doing the very thing that I should not have been doing. And I was cramming stuff in me expecting good health. It's not going to happen. It's not, God didn't create us that way. You see, I love pizza. I love Hostess cupcakes, Dr. Pepper, deep fried food, you name it. I love it all. And I just kept cramming it in. And the consequences were there. Whose fault was it? It was my fault. I should have paid much better attention to what the Lord says and how He created us than what I was doing. It was just like going down and putting diesel in your car. It's not going to vary. You're going to sputter. God created the body and He created the soul. And when we put the wrong things in it, there's going to be damage. I guarantee you. If you'll turn to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, he says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living being." Okay, we were created from what? Dust. Dust. What's in dust? Minerals, vitamins. As a matter of fact, there are 90 nutrients that we need every day of our life. We need to be putting these in here every day of our life. There's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids. Every day we need to be putting that in. And we don't. And the consequences are there. Once we don't, the body is going to break. Just like your car will break if you put something in it you shouldn't be putting into it. There's going to be cancer. There's going to be heart conditions. There are going to be cardiovascular. You can go right down the line and you can trace it. And this is scientific. This is not guesswork. And this is a proven fact. And when you don't put that in there, there are going to be consequences and your body is going to break. And something's going to happen. We just keep cramming donuts and cupcakes and coffee and soda. We just keep cramming it in. I remember just a couple days ago, ran my bus route, come in, and there was 3 boxes of delicious donuts sitting there. Henry, get you a donut. You know what I did? I ran. I got out of there because I know better. And I love those things. I love those things. But I had to get out. Because it was a temptation and my health is more important. Because you see, when I was on that operating table and I was full of all those drugs and taking all that medication, it was very difficult for me to be spiritual. You can, but it's very difficult. Who put myself in that predicament? I did. Because I didn't pay attention. I wouldn't take control of my life and put in the things that God created for me. An example. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. See, God created the food. But what has happened? Well, the manufacturers want to appeal to us. And how do they do that? Well, they appeal to our taste buds. And they manipulate food in all different kinds of ways and they make it delicious and the stuff that we're consuming is not good for us. Do you know the average right now? The average American right now is consuming 150 to 160 pounds of sugar per year. Now, next time you go to the grocery store, you look at a big pallet, especially at Aldi's, and see how much 150 pounds of sugar is. That's what you consume. Now, there are going to be consequences for that. You see, you put the wrong fuel in a car and it goes pop, 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 boom. And it's the same way with our bodies. You put the wrong food in, and there's put, 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 boom. Something's going to break. And it is an absolute fact that if you begin to put the right food in, our bodies will heal. Our bodies come from a little cell to what we are right now. God created us that way. And our bodies are so magnificent. It will turn things around and go the right direction. And that's what God wants. He wants us to prosper in health. We need to prosper in health in order to be good spiritual people, to be able to go about doing the things we're doing. I know that this seems far-fetched. Our culture has so got caught up, I think, going in the wrong direction with all the food and especially in the medical profession and all the drugs. We've become addicted to drugs today. I know this is going to go off wrong, but we have. They're legal drugs. And they're dangerous. And if they're not, then you tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing on the commercials on TV today. I'd rather have the disease than the side effects from this thing. I mean, take a drug and I'm going to kill somebody or commit suicide. That's what's going on. Likewise, John is wishing that our souls prosper also. But in the same vein, in the same sense of what I've just talked about there, we can inject things into our spirit just like we can put things in our bodies and create an unhealthy situation. We can inject things into our spirit and create a very unhealthy spiritual situation. And just to use one example of that, and this is just one example, but we've got to see what is going on in the world today, and the temptations are out there, and we can pull those into our spirit, and there's not going to be prosperity. In Matthew 5:28, this is what Jesus says. But I say to you, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her, her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. You see, we inject something in that shouldn't be there. Now, is there anything wrong with a desire for the opposite sex? No, there's nothing wrong with that. But it has to be within the way God created us. And that is called a husband and a wife. And then when we start going outside of that, the consequences are there. There's always temptations there to do that. And the temptations may come on the internet, it may come with the TV, it's out in the public, it's everywhere we look. And we're tempted, and we can fall prey to that. You know, I just the other day, I was wanting to read a very important article about things that's going on in our country today. Went to the website, and there it was. But right next to it was a woman about half naked. Now, what do we do? Well, that doesn't bother me. Really? Are you serious? What should I do? Well, I think I should treat it just about like I did them donuts, run. And we're going to read a verse that confirms that. Run. In other words, that article's not that important that I need to be tempted, and so I need to get out of that. Same way with TV. Same way with a lot of things. I think it's been said that, you know, the saying is a bird can fly over your head. You can't keep that bird from flying over your head, but you can keep it from nesting. I think that's the same way with temptations. We can have a lot of temptations, and they're there, and we're not going to avoid them. But will we let that temptation nest after a while? In other words, the desire. And all of a sudden, I begin to lust after someone else. And I let it go over and over and over again. I don't act upon it. I'm not acting upon it, but I'm over and over and again and again and again. What's going to happen eventually? I had a preacher one time stand up before a bunch of, and I was young then, stand up before us and said, you know what? When that happens, you're an accident waiting to happen. And he's right. And then when it does happen, then we say, well, I really didn't mean for that to happen. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did mean for that to happen. Because you built up that, you injected something into your spirit that shouldn't have been there. And then when it come time that there it was, you're already built up and you go right into it. And you have that relationship that you shouldn't have. And then you have the gall to say, I didn't mean for it to happen. Yes, you did. Because you built up all that time of injecting something into our spirit that God never created us to be. And then when the time comes, you're an accident waiting to happen. You see, there ought to be a time that we... What should we do? I think Paul had it right, and he's talking about youth, but he's just talking about the lust and what the consequences are. In 2 Timothy 2:22, he says, he's instructing Timothy, and he says, flee youthful lust, pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. What should you do whenever something pops up on the TV or on the internet or out in public? You run from it. You run from it. Sometimes when I'm with some of my fellow workers, they tell some of the not quite really dirty jokes. You know, it's just a little off color. And then they look at me. And I don't respond. And sometimes I get up and walk out. And it's not because I'm offended. It's because I'm pursuing this. I'm fleeing. I'm getting out of there. I had one of them ask me about it. And he asked me about it. And I said, you know something? I wish that I had grown up naive. I really do. I think I'd be much better off today. I don't need to be street smart. Street smart is not good. Because once that's burned into your memory, it's very difficult to ever get that out. And I'd rather have grown up naive about some of the worldly things in this world. But when things like that happen, we ought to do as Paul is instructing Timothy. When something is on the internet, something's on the TV, or when we see something, or we're in a situation that we know is not good for us, run. That's what the Lord says. Run! It's not that I'm offended. It's not that I'm weak. It's that the Lord has given me instructions. This is not good for you. Run! Get out of there! And you know, every time I practice that, that's been a good practice. It's been a good practice. You see, I need to, as he's saying here, pursue righteousness. You know, to be in righteousness and have faith and love and peace, it doesn't happen, osmosis. It doesn't. It just doesn't happen. You have to pursue it. And all of us in this room know what pursue means. You got to go after it. And that's what Paul is talking about here. Pursue righteousness. If I want a healthy body, do you know what I have to do? I have to pursue it. I have to discipline myself. I have to find out what is good and what is bad. And what is bad, the temptation is still there and I need to leave it alone. And I need to inject into this body what's good. And once it does, God created me in such a way that it will heal itself. Despite what a lot of people say today. Despite what they say. Because there are a lot of people that do have that. And it's the same way, with our spiritual lives. If we want to prosper, we need to flee. We need to run from those lusts which would tear our spirits down and to take us in the wrong direction. But on the other hand, too, is to pursue righteousness, pursue faith, increase my faith. How does one increase faith? We know faith comes by hearing the Word of God. We need to be studying and reading God's Word. And that's my lesson tonight. And I hope that you'll consider some of these things, but as John is talking about here, to those brethren back in 3 John, to prosper in all things and to be in health, just as your soul prospers. And that's left up to us to do. It's not left up to anybody else. You see, if Henry Chapman doesn't prosper, especially in spiritual things, he has nobody to blame but himself. Nobody but himself. You know, when I was growing up, my parents told me, you had to do this, you had to do that, you had to do this, you had to do that. There come a time that I become an adult. And I had to do those things and make my own decisions and had to discipline myself to do those things. And we need to do those things. Tonight, if you are not a Christian and you have not been obedient to Jesus, we give you an opportunity to do so. If you're a Christian and you have fallen away and have maybe put some things in your spirit that you shouldn't, and it's understandable. Hey, Satan is like a roaring lion seeking to devour us. He's doing everything he can do that. And none of us, not one of us in this room tonight, are immune from that. And it happens. But the great thing about the Lord is, same way with our health, we can turn that around any time we want and go the other direction. Any moment. Come as we stand and sing the song of invitation.